A bipartisan task force on the United Nations released a sober report to Congress today. The oil for food scandal, a widespread lack of accountability, the abuse of refugees by UN peacekeepers all get serious attention. The task force is co-chaired by former Senator George Mitchell and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Their report calls for changes, including the creation of an independent group to hold the UN accountable. Today and tomorrow we'll hear opposing points of view about what should be done about the UN Commission on Human Rights. Commentator Joe LeConte argues that the UN's premier human rights organization has outlived its usefulness.
No institution offers more dreary evidence of a United Nations in crisis than its Commission on Human Rights. Each year, delegates from 53 member states meet to name the worst offending countries and pass resolutions condemning their abuses. Instead, the Commission has become a sanctuary for rogue regimes eager to divert attention from their repressive policies. The emperor has no clothes, but UN leaders simply avert their eyes. The United Nations prides itself on its ethos of universalism. It is a body with no standards for membership and no penalties for betraying its highest ideals. It gives equal voice to dictatorships and democracies. So, brutish states such as China, Zimbabwe, Saudi Arabia, and even Sudan, widely accused of ethnic cleansing and genocide, serve as members in good standing on the Human Rights Commission. Shashi Tharoor, UN Undersecretary General for Communications, defends this bizarre exercise in political correctness. You don't advance human rights, he argues, by preaching only to the converted. Tragedies like Sudan prove just the opposite. You don't advance the cause of human rights by allowing the unconverted to manipulate organizations established to defend that cause. The Congressional Task Force agrees that it's time to abolish the UN Commission on Human Rights. I think it should be replaced by an alliance of human rights organizations drawn from the world's democracies that work mostly outside of the UN system. The United States should take the lead and establish a new U.S. Commission on Human Rights with its own ambassador. He or she would mobilize a democracy caucus, a coalition of the willing, to help protect and expand democratic freedoms. No one claims that democracies are without deep injustices, but democracies confess and confront their sins, from racism to prison scandals. Dictatorships survive by nationalizing them, be they gulags or mass graves. Morally serious people can tell the difference. Let's agree, finally, to confine the task of promoting human rights to them.
Joseph LeConte is a senior fellow in Religion and a Free Society at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank here in Washington, D.C. He is also a member of the Congressional Task Force on the United Nations. Tomorrow, we'll hear an opposing view about what should be done about the UN Commission on Human Rights.